Ernesto Vera, April 29th, 1992, 8:14 p.m. 1. I'm in Linwood, South Central, somewhere off Atlantic and Holanda, putting tinfoil over trays of uneaten beans at some little kid's birthday party, when I get told to go home early and probably not come back to work tomorrow. Maybe not for a week even. My boss is worried what's happening up the 110 will come down here. He doesn't say trouble or riots or nothing. He just says, that thing north of here. But he means where people are burning stuff and breaking out storefronts and getting beat down. I think about arguing because I need the money, but it wouldn't get me anywhere, so I don't waste my breath. I pack the beans away in the truck's fridge, grab my coat, and leave. Earlier in the afternoon when we got there, me and Termite, this guy I work with, saw smoke. 4 black towers going up like burning oil wells in Kuwait. Maybe not that big, but big. The birthday kid's half-drunk father sees us notice them as we were setting up tables, and he said it was because the cops that beat Rodney King aren't going to jail for it. And how did we feel about it? Man, you know we weren't happy. But we didn't tell our boss's client that. Besides, it was a raw deal and all, but what did that have to do with us? It was blowing up somewhere else. Here, we shut up and do our jobs. I've been working the Taco Salunico truck going on 3 years. Whatever you got, I'll sling. Al pastor, asada, no problem. We do some nice cabeza too, if the mood hits you. Otherwise, there's lengua, pollo, whatever. You know, something for everybody. Usually we park over by our stand on Atlantic and Rosecrans. But sometimes we do birthday parties, anniversaries, anything really. We don't get paid by the hour at these, so I'm happy when they're done sooner. I say bye to Termite, tell him not to show next time without washing his hands good, and head out. If I walk fast, it's 20 minutes home. 15 if I take the boardwalk through the houses. It's not a boardwalk like Atlantic City or nothing. It's just a thin little concrete alley between houses that serves as a walkway between the main street and the neighborhood. That's our shortcut. As my sister would say, fool's been running from the cops on it since forever. Go down and it takes you straight to Atlantic. Go up and it leads into the houses, street after street. That's where I go when I get there. Up. Most people's porch lights are off. Backyard lights too. Nobody's out. No familiar sounds. No Art LeBeau oldies music playing. No people fixing cars. When I'm passing houses, I only hear TVs on. And all the anchors are talking about is looting and fire and Rodney King and black people and anger. And that's cool, whatever, because I'm focused on something else. Don't get me wrong. I'm not being cold or nothing like that. I'm just taking care of what I need to take care of. You grew up in the same neighborhood as me? One with a gun store that sells single bullets for 25 cents to anybody with bad thoughts and a quarter, then you might end up the same way. Not jaded or pissed or anything, just focused. And right now, I'm counting months till I can get out. 2 should do it. That's when I'll have the money saved up to get some wheels again. Nothing fancy. Just something that gets me to work and back without having to walk these streets. See, I've been cooking someone else's recipes forever, but I'm not trying to stay that way. When I get my own car, I'm driving to downtown and begging for an apprenticeship in the kitchen at R23, this crazy sushi spot smack in the middle of a district that used to make the majority of toys in the world. But now the warehouses are all empty and the toy stuff is up to China. I heard about it through Termite, because he loves Japanese too. I mean, he loves everything Oriental, especially women, but that's besides the point. He took me up there last week, and I dropped 38 pinche bucks on a meal just for myself, but it was worth it because of what these Japanese chefs did. Stuff I never even dreamed of before. Spinach salad with eel, tuna seared up so good with a blowtorch that it's cooked on the outside and all buttery and raw in the middle. But what really shook me was this thing called a California roll. Outside, it's rice pressed into these little orange fish eggs. Inside, it's a green circle of seaweed around crab, cucumber, and avocado. It was that last ingredient that messed me up bad. Man, you don't understand. I'll do anything to learn from those chefs. I'll wash dishes. I'll sweep floors, clean bathrooms. I'll stay late every night. I don't care. I just want to be near good Japanese food. Because in the time it took me to order the roll for its name, stare at it, and decide I didn't want it because I'm sick of avocado, only for Termite to call me out, and by then I just had to shrug and take a bite. When it hit my tongue, something sparked inside me. My whole brain just lit up and I saw possibilities where I'd never seen any before. All because some chefs took something I was so bored with something I see every day and turn it into something else.